Time for a market recap here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick. We're joined by Brad Paulson from Northern Crops Marketing and Investments in Grand Forks. And Brad, certainly this market taking a big bounce here. What are we seeing in this trade?
Well, you know, there's been numerous crop tours through the Corn Belt and the Pro Farmer tours going on, and it's been kind of a consistent theme that they're just not seeing the potential for the crop size that was kind of thought of here earlier this summer. There's been a lot of dryness in the Western Belt from North Dakota to Texas. Sorghum crop has hurt really bad in Kansas, Oklahoma. And in the east, they had way too much rain off and on all summer, even though southern Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois have very high crop ratings. You know, there's a lot of holes of ground out, and other issues such as nitrogen leaching and things like that showing up. And, I mean, a lot of these traders and commercials kind of think the seed technology is so good now it doesn't matter what Mother Nature throws at you, but, you know, Mother Nature still has the final say in what the crop's going to be.
No doubt. The outside markets also have been pretty strong here today as well.
Very much so. The dollar is very weak today. The U.S. dollar down about 750 points. That's as low as that's been since late May, early June. And also crude oil up $1.37. So there's a lot of tailwinds in this market today, too. Metals are up strongly. And we just, you know, technically, too, we've taken out the July high in corn here today also. And the next resistance is about another dime higher, which would be the May high made this spring in that December contract around 505. So we have a lot of things going on here. Positive, we got export sales tomorrow. Options expire on the September contracts on Friday. And on August 31st is first notice day for the September contract. So got a kind of an active calendar going forward here, too.
On the cattle side, that market weaker. We have a cattle on feed report at the end of the week. It seems like this market has kind of turned to the trend to the downside, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has for a while here. And feeders down $4 again. A strong corn market, you know, kind of throwing some resistance on that or weakness on that. And live cattle, even though the cutouts are up as much as $20 already this week, and we saw the Fort Morgan, Colorado plant going back online here in a day or two, just not enough to, you know, to keep turn this cattle market around. As you know, probably a lot of demand destruction was done here with these super high prices here the past couple of years.
That's Brad Paulson from Northern Crops Marketing and Investments, and that's a market recap here on the Red River Farm Network.